Rajeka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 30. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die ongereguleerde gebruik van beperkte plaagdoders in gemeenskappe het toenemend 'n probleem geword. Ramaphosa het gisteraand die land toegespreek oor die regering se reaksie op herhaalde gevalle van voedselverwante siektes wat het die lewens van kinders geëis het. Hy sê as deel van die ondersoek na die dood van die 6 kinders in Naledi, het inspekteurs by spaarwinkels beslag gelê op 'n aantal onwettige plaagdoders.
In many townships another chemical, aldicarb, and an organophosphate known as galipirimi are commonly sold by street vendors and hawkers to control rat infestations. Aldicarb has been banned for use in South Africa since 2016.
Die minister van polisie, Senzo Mkhono, doen 'n beroep op verskerpte samenwerking tussen wetstoepassers, gemeenskappe en belanghebbers om te verseker dat alle onwettige mynwerkers in Stilfontein Noordwes veilig uit die myn uitkom. Meer as 1000 onwettige mynwerkers is reeds aangekeer. Die polisie en die verdedigingsdepartemente het gister 'n oorsigbesoek gedoen om operasie Walam Gordi te ondersteun. Mkhono het tydens 'n nuuskonferensie gesê die regering is daartoe verbind om te verseker dat wet en orde seëvier.
The whole aim of Operation Walam Gordi, as conceptualized by or ordered by the President of the Republic last year, was that there must be stability and order in the mining sector.
On how many people are we able to take out? That is what is critical. We will then start counting how many people were there.
Kusatu het sy voorlegging oor die mini-begrotingswysigingswet ontwerp oor die verdeling van inkomste aan die nasionale vergadering se staande komitee voorgelê. Matthew Parks van Kusatu sê hoewel hulle fondse vir rampbestuur en infrastruktuur by skole verwelkom, is hulle besorg oor departemente wat onderpresteer en munisipaliteite wat misluk. Hy vra vir dringende hervormings om plaaslike regering te bestendig en werkloosheid, armoede en korrupsie aan te pak.
The overall financial health of municipalities is deeply concerning, with many failing to provide the basic services communities and businesses depend upon. Workers in society and the economy depend upon well-resourced public and municipal services. Government needs to move with speed to ensure that departments and municipalities are able to deliver their constitutional mandates by removing corrupt and criminal elements.
'n Brand by 'n hospitaal in Indië het die lewens van 10 pasgebore babas geëis. Nog 16 ander klou aan die lewe nadat hulle die brand oorleef het. Die hospitaal blameer die brand op 'n gebreekte suurstofmasjien. En in Gauteng verwag ons 'n warm dag veral in noorde met baie en donderbuie in die middag. Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 30, Emalahleni 27, Polokwane 28, Rustenburg 30 en vir reisigers Kaapstad 24, Durban 30, Beka 24 en Bloemfontein 32. Ek is Emil Pinara, top story this hour. Ramaphosa says unregulated use of restricted pesticides is a growing problem.
You don't say. How's that stuff getting into the country if it's been banned since 2016? How's it getting in?
A very good question.
And it's an organophosphate, so you would be able to detect it and pick it up. I don't understand. And if it is that dangerous, wow, dude. Unbelievable. Dankie, Emil. Hy lyk prachtig vanochtend. Just telling you, ladies, he's ready and he's dressed for success. Okay. Oh, boy. Welcome to the show. It is Weekend Breakfast, and it's Alex and Emil with you. We've got Wandy on standby as well. Are you here? He's like, yeah, I can check him out. Okay. Waraz is here. He's going to be doing your sporty stuff coming up. It was a big game last night for the Proteas. Can we square the series? No, we can't. No, we're going to capitulate at the ball ring and just be rolled over by the Indians. Fair enough. In a T20. To be beaten by 130.